for the St. Louis Cardinals.
More Americans have died alone in a hospital. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There are more than 1,000 deaths in 24 hours across the U.S., up to more than 5,100, and while New York leads the way...
There are some areas, some hot spots in other states that are really exploding.
Including New Orleans, Detroit, and Chicago. 36 states now have stay-at-home coronavirus orders.
This will not be easy for anyone.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. But in Florida, church services will be allowed. President Trump's wary.
You get too close, and if somebody's sick, you're going to probably catch it. So you have to be very careful.
As doctors and nurses ask for more masks and gear, and governors warn of ventilator and hospital bed shortages looming, the president acknowledged the federal stockpile's nearly depleted.
Our planes are airlifting supplies from every corner of the earth.
Speaking of planes, he says grounding all airlines in the U.S. would be rough, but he is considering restrictions.
You have them going, in some cases, from hotspot to hotspot.
Now, the airline industry is getting billions in aid from that massive economic stimulus bill. The president also wants two Holland America cruise ships with four dead passengers and others sick with the coronavirus to dock in Florida maybe today. How that'll all be handled, still not clear. The U.S. Navy is getting more sailors off an infected aircraft carrier. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, nearly 100 sailors have tested positive for COVID-19 on the USS Roosevelt, docked in Guam. The Navy plans to take at least 2,700 sailors off the ship, but Acting Secretary Thomas Modley told Fox News some will have to remain on board to protect the carrier's nuclear reactor and other sensitive hardware.
That ship is not like a cruise ship. It has weapons on board. It has a lot of fuel on board. It has aircraft, expensive aircraft.
The Navy is working to test all 5,000 sailors on the Roosevelt. The plan is to quarantine sailors allowed off the ship in hotel rooms in Guam. Dave.
Rachel, in a half hour, we'll find out how many more Americans were laid off last week. Millions of first-time unemployment claims are predicted, like the record set the week before. America's listening to Fox News.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
America is a great big country,
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the Census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Complete the Census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
President Trump started last night's briefing warning drug cartels they can't exploit the corona crisis, so he's launching enhanced narcotics operations. And that warning goes to terrorists in some countries, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley.
This is the United States military. You will not penetrate this country. You will not get past Jump Street. You're not going to come in here and kill additional Americans.
Now, the president also brought up Iran, again saying they want to make a nuclear deal amid worldwide worry about their breaching an international agreement the U.S. already pulled out of. Now, he says Iran is in trouble as it leads the Middle East in coronavirus deaths and cases. At the same time, the president's warning Iran about something going on in Iraq.
The president tweeting, upon information and belief, Iran or its proxies are planning a sneak attack on U.S. troops and or assets in Iraq. If this happens, Iran will pay a very heavy price indeed. Sources tell Fox News the sneak attack was apparently being planned by Iranian-backed proxies in Iraq.
Fox's John Roberts. By now you've heard about those Navy hospital ships deployed to New York and Los Angeles to help strained hospitals in the corona crisis. A train operator in California is facing charges for what he's accused of trying to do to one of them.
44-year-old Eduardo Moreno ran a train off of the end of the tracks at the Port of L.A., crashing through the barriers, stopping 250 yards away from the USNS Mercy, the Navy hospital ship, here to tend to patients who do not have COVID-19. He told the arresting Highway Patrol officer, "You only get this chance once. The world is watching. Now people will know what's going on." He told the L.A. Port Police that the ship had an alternate purpose here, possibly related to a government takeover, telling the FBI agents a similar story when he was transferred to federal custody. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, ahead of that jobless report due out soon, Dow futures are up about 400 points the day after a nearly 1,000-point decline. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In order to install new gas mains and services, Ameren Illinois and KS Energy will close one southbound lane and one northbound lane of Mattis Avenue between Kirby Avenue and Broadmoor Drive. Those closures will start this Monday and end Friday, April 17th. Both northbound and southbound traffic will be reduced to one lane each in the area. The lane closure location will shift as work progresses. Southern Illinois University has suspended the Delta Chi fraternity for violating the Chancellor's order banning in-person activities to slow the spread of COVID-19. The Southern Illinoisan says Carbondale police over this past weekend responded to a house party that was hosted by Delta Chi. That's a violation of an administrative directive issued March 27th by Interim Chancellor John Dunn and the Dean of Students Jennifer Johns Hall. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, good morning. It's Thursday, April 2nd, 2020. ESPN 93.5 3-day weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They're a wonderful florist, and if you ever need great flowers, even if it's down the road, remember the Blossom Basket Florist at blossombasket.com. Blossombasket.com. Well, good morning, Diane Ducey, on a beautiful morning across the central Illinois.
It's true. And April 2nd, something about April 2nd.
I don't know.
High 62 today, 45 our low tonight, 66 the high tomorrow, down to 48. Rainy on Saturday, high 52, low 40. But inside 60 on Sunday, down to around 45 with, again, partly cloudy conditions. A beautiful sunrise today, temperatures at 38, ESPN 93.5.
And a good morning to David and Ken and Mark and John and Heath and Jeff and Kim and Deanna. Nice to have Deanna Planets over in the spring. Springfield area. Mike Clark, Ann, thank you all for starting us on Facebook Live. We're there.
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Actually, a rewrite there. He's at the John Decker Executive Office in Virginia. John, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, I live in the District of Columbia, but point well taken. I'm not at the White House today. Fox is adhering to safe guidelines, and that's the reason why I'm not there today. But I hope you're doing well, Stevie.
Yes, sir, I am, and we are plowing through as we get it going here and learn more every day about this horrific virus called coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. On the ground in Washington, D.C., what are you feeling? What are you hearing?
You know, it's just a ghost town every time that I head out. You know, when it's rush hour time here in Washington, D.C., it's as if it's 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning. There is nobody out on the streets. That's a good thing, obviously. Everybody is adhering to what we have, which is a shelter-in-place order put in place by the mayor of D.C. I know you have that in Illinois as well. And I think 90% of the country has that as well. So that's a good thing. That's a good way that the CDC, the president's medical and health advisors are suggesting to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus, and we can get a hold of this situation. And ultimately, Stevie, hopefully it's in short order, we can get back to normal.
Well, everybody wants that, and I'm telling you, we're watching these markets go up and down like a yo-yo. They're going to open up today.
That's right.
The jobless numbers are going to be disastrous, but everybody expects that. I mean, what are you going to do right now, John? I mean, I don't know anybody who's not affected by this. They're getting furloughed. They're getting laid off. The jobless claim is going to be 5 or 6 or 7 million people tomorrow. I mean, I don't know. What are you going to do except get over this and get back?
Well, that's right. And, you know, I asked the president a question on Sunday when he had a press conference in the Rose Garden about whether he would be open to another relief bill. Because let's face it, you know, the relief bill that was just passed by Congress, that $2.2 trillion relief bill, that's going to tide people over for just a short amount of time. And the president said he is indeed open to that. Already work is underway in terms of figuring out what will be in this additional relief bill to help out American families and American small businesses.
Well, it was a great question Sunday. He said, I'll do whatever it takes to, you know, get
That's
the
right.
American people. I think, by the way, it's a real miss. John Decker's not in that room more, man. Come on. You ought to rate on how you do with your questions, man. I'm seeing come on.
Thanks, Stevie. That's nice of you to say. Yeah, we have, guidelines that are put in place. I adhere to them. You know, I think that everybody should adhere to all kinds of different rules that are new to us. And one of those rules is that unless Fox is the radio puller on that particular day, I will not be at the press conference. I will not be in the briefing room or in the Rose Garden. And so every 12 days I will be. And that's the reason why you see those 49 seats that are in the briefing room, Stevie. They're now occupied by just 14 people on a regular basis. So lots of changes that are happening at the White House. And we continue to get our temperature taken every time I go there. I get my temperature taken before I go in to the White House complex. And if I'm going to be attending a briefing, I get my temperature taken once again. If last week when I was on pool duty and I was in the cabinet room with the president, I got my temperature taken then as well. Mm. So lots of precautions that are being put in place by the White House, and that makes a lot of sense.
White House reporter John Decker, Fox News Radio. So do you think things stay changed to a certain extent when we come back? In other words, will we be shaking hands anymore?
Good question. I think that initially, when we come back from this, and you know, let's hope the president. I share his optimism. By the way, I'm as optimistic as the president. I'm a realist, but I'm an optimist. And the president talks about June 1st getting back to normal. Let's hope he's right. Let's hope he's right. Let's hope that the numbers they project are not as bad as they project. But once we do get back to normal, whether it is June 1st or not, I think people are going to be extra careful in terms of shaking hands and close contact with each other, because let's face it, this is very painful what our country, what the whole world for that matter, is going through right now.
Well, listen, we appreciate you. We appreciate your reporting. We appreciate all the questions you ask the president. He calls on you every time, which tells you something. Your questions are, you know, what America wants to know. And again, what are you willing to do? I'm willing to do whatever it takes. A heck of an answer. That was a story. John Decker live in Washington, D.C. He is at the home office, the executive home office of the John Decker Reporting Studios.
Too funny.
I appreciate it. And Wimbledon got canceled. Man!
What? Yeah, man, right? Whoa. Yeah, it's an odd year, 2020, but it's for the best. I mean, you know, look, you'd have all kinds of fans from coming all over the world and players coming from all over the world. It's just the best. It's for the best. And we saw what happened just a few days ago with the 2020 Olympics in Japan. So 2020 is turning out to be just an unusual year, a year that we'll never forget, that's for sure.
John Decker, you the man. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Evie. Bye-bye.
That's John Decker live in Washington, D.C., normally at the White House. He's the Fox Radio White House reporter. ESPN 93.5. Thank you to Ron and Karen and Sue and Dave and Chris and Don, Susan, Shirley, all watching on Facebook Live. We thank you. We have expanded our broadcast platform into Facebook Live because nobody's driving around right now.
That's right.
So many of our listeners were in their cars back in the day when we had sports.
Now you can watch us during quarantine.
Carolyn, good morning.
Happy, happy birthday.
There we go. Now the cat's out of the bag.
Way to go. Way to use somebody on that, Diane. That's fine.
I didn't.
Wait. You know, Stevie, I always remember because it's also my mom's birthday.
No kidding.
A little bit older than you.
Well, not. I'm catching her. I've noticed catching everybody.
We want to celebrate in any way we can, okay?
Well, yeah, Carolyn, you're sweet, and you've always been sweet to me. I appreciate you always. Thank you so much for listening.
I appreciate you. I hope you got my Facebook message, but, you know, you are really keeping our community connected, and, you know, what you guys are doing with the gift cards is fabulous, and so, you know, yes, I'm one of your biggest fans.
Well,
even though we don't agree on everything, but I really love you and I love your radio.
Love you too, Carolyn. Hey, I appreciate you listening and thank you always. We appreciate you, Carolyn. Thanks for calling
in. All right. Well, I'm waiting on the Cardinals.
Well, me too.
That's right.
I'm trying to listen to the classics at night, the 2011 season. Uh-huh. It's fun, yeah. But I kind of want the 2020 season too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it is fun listening to those. Some, you know, you forgot about some of the players.
Like, I know, oh, no okay. question. Yeah, I said, oh, I forgot about, yeah.
Exactly.
Forgot about that guy. Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you, Carolyn. ESPN 93.5. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's great to be alive. Thankful.
It is.
I'm thankful.
Enjoy the new year of life.
Every day I'm thankful.
Stevie J Broadcasting Team is extending their congratulations. Yep. And thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate Diane Ducey, and we appreciate everyone here. And we thank you for the listeners who, I mean, Carolyn's been listening to me for 35 years, mm-hmm. a long, long mm-hmm. time. Wendy is watching in Denver. Thomas is watching. Karen Jean Dalton Warfel, happy birthday. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, Jeff. And Sue, thank you so much. We've got a neat restaurant today.
Mm-hmm.
They're all wonderful. They're all local. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about the ribeye.
Oh, great.
Hey, listen, again, what do you do if you're a restaurant and you drop 80% of your business? Mm-hmm. How do you pay your wait staff and your people? Well, you don't. You have to furlough them or let them go, and there are so many people. I mean, I don't exactly know of who's not touched by this crisis. I mean, who do you know that, you know, they say you're going to be the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon? Were you going to know somebody really affected by COVID at some point? Well, now I certainly can't even think of a company I've talked to that hasn't made changes in the staff. And that's what we want to try and do is keep everybody going. We don't want anybody to have to, but unemployment and how to file and all these other things, it's now this normal lexicon in the last right. 3 weeks. Right. It was 3 weeks ago yesterday. We were playing Big Ten basketball. Does that not seem like 10 months ago?
I know it.
Illinois beat Iowa 3 weeks ago last Sunday.
Wow.
That wasn't that long ago, and how our world has changed. Unbelievable. A pandemic? You're living through a pandemic? Really? That's happening in 2020? It's hard to believe.
Yep. Karen just texted in to 359-2255. A happy birthday to you, Stevie.
Thank
so
you,
there
Karen.
You go, April Appreciate 2nd.
It. Yep. And if you want to watch us on Facebook Live, if you want to go to the YouTube channel, it's the same picture, I guess. Maybe a little bit. No, it's the same picture. Same exact picture, same camera. Thought about moving it down, but eh.
Right. And if we Whatever. Did the other speaker, you could probably get me in the shot.
Over here?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad idea.
So, but that it requires more cords than
I think
more
it's
work.
Just a question of string. I don't even know if that's wired. Is
oh,
that,
really?
It must be plugged
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we should look at that.
I have no idea.
Someone
yeah.
commented on that. Why aren't you
well,
ever
why,
in it?
Well, why are you never in it?
I
and
mean,
then we had a switcher, and that's not working,
right.
so I don't. And she, and then you said, I don't care. And then
exactly.
I said, you know, it's different. It, you know, radio, you can kind of show up, not have to be too picky about stuff because you're not generally seen. But mm-hmm. anymore, with all the platforms going on, people are watching.
That's true.
And we appreciate that. Okay. We'll give you a little more info on what we've got. And we're looking, trying to match our gift cards. And again, Jeff Facer, area-wide, Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Steve Hillard at HL Precision. I asked him if he could make me a ventilator, but they may manufacture things, but not ventilators.
Okay.
Tony Johnston, some other kind people. So we're trying to buy $250 in gift cards from restaurants here locally. And we're not changing their life. We're not changing lives giving $50. We hope we'll lift you up for the minute and just take care of a dinner for the night. So we'll talk about the ribeye here in just a moment. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Sunny and 39 now. Today's high, 62, down to 45 this evening. Chance of rain late and a 10% chance of showers on Friday's forecast to start. High 66, partly cloudy. 48 are low in the evening with a 50% chance of rain. That bumps up to a 70% shot at showers. A little cooler on Saturday with a high 52 expected. Sunshine and back into warmth into next week. In fact, into the 70s by Tuesday. Again, we're at 39 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Thank you, Terry. Yes, I'm having a wonderful birthday. Yes, Mark, I'm older than dirt. Thank you for that. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. All right, we'll check our markets, how things going to look today. Looks like they're going to open up 720.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The market is expected to be reacting today to the Labor Department's report on the number of new unemployment claims filed last week, reflecting the impact from closures and cutbacks resulting from the coronavirus. Small businesses who submit applications for loans through the government's coronavirus relief program tomorrow could be receiving the money immediately. The reason the government is using an approval process that has been stripped down from the one used for traditional business loans, so it's possible the money could be available to borrowers the same day. The co-founder of struggling office rental company WeWork might not be receiving his $1 billion windfall after all. Investment firm SoftBank Group is no longer willing to pay Adam Neumann for his shares in the business. SoftBank is citing multiple new and significant criminal investigations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Why should young people care about the spread of coronavirus? Well, we know that people with underlying medical conditions over the age of 60 are at highest risk, but they've got to get it from somebody.
So we're asking everyone to be selfless for others so that we can protect those who are most susceptible.
Not going to bars, not going to restaurants. It all just means physical separation so that you have a space between you and others.
For more information on how you can social distance, please go to coronavirus.gov.
One century ago, the world experienced its deadliest pandemic when the Spanish flu of 1918 infected nations around the world, killing millions. In the decades since, other influenzas have swept the world, taking the lives of millions more. But none have been quite like this.
The coronavirus, now a global pandemic.
Broadway will be shut down. The NBA is suspending gameplay.
Wall Street briefly suspending trading today.
It has impacted Hollywood. It has impacted Capitol Hill.
This is like no other.
Now, go inside the lives of people living in quarantine.
You haven't seen each other in 10 days.
And learn how you can stay safe from the virus.
We still have a long way to go. There will be many more cases, but we'll take care of that.
Fox Nation brings you three new specials diving into the world of pandemics, past, present, and future. Don't miss Five Flus, Pandemics and Epidemics 101.
Farmers are the backbone of our communities. At Prospect Bank, we cultivate relationships that help ensure our farmers have the tools they need for a bountiful harvest. I'm Matt Hoos, and as the Chief Agribusiness Officer at Prospect Bank, I'll put my years of experience to work for you and your operation. Get the conversation started by calling 217-896-2423. Opportunities are waiting for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
All right, it is Thursday. Made it to Thursday. We got somebody talking about young seniors freaking out about college. What's the status? How do we know who gets in? Do we know that? What else? I mean, so there's a lot of anxious people trying to figure out. And then what happens on your dormitory bill where you left early? Do you get prorated refund? I would think so.
Right.
Get money back.
Right, right.
Yes. Okay, we got a mystery voice, huh?
Yes.
Okay, hello.
Happy birthday, Stevie.
That was pretty easy.
Brother, I remember 61 years
ago. Oh, boy. Brother Johnny in the Crescent City, New Orleans, Louisiana. How are you?
Good, Stevie. We're good. Things are nice weather anyway down here.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
There's Bobby.
Bobby.
That's your sister-in-law. She was already born.
Yep. I remember when Bobby was born, I was in Mama's tummy looking at the Wall Street Journal, and I read about it. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so you guys okay? Because, you know, New Orleans in the news a little bit. John Bel Edwards, I think, is the governor's on TV a lot these days and hanging tough because of Mardi Gras kind of was a spreader of coronavirus, huh?
Yeah, we had that about... 5 weeks ago, and it was not good for us considering the virus. I think there were between 1 and 2 million people came in from everywhere, Steve.
Yeah.
Now, that was, I think our peak is right around now. I've got my own mathematical model, so I think the peak will be a little earlier than they're saying.
Well, you kind of believe it's going to come down in the next 5 days? Is that what you
think? I think it's going to start coming down, the next 4 or 5 days, because it's, we've been doing the social distancing, Steve. It works. If you look at some charts on influenza, it's a shorter cycle, and it's dropping off fast.
So this has obviously helped the flu, right? I mean,
yes, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And it's a flu cycle from getting infected to having it might be 15, 16, 18 days, and this is more like 25 or 30. And so it's behind. So we don't see that yet. And the other thing, all the numbers they're projecting are based on New York City and New Jersey. Now, you can't get any worse than that as a starting point. That's there's 27,000 people per square mile. And in New York, and there's, 3,500 in Champaign-Urbana, for example. That's 7 times less people. That's called social distancing. People are on top of each other versus spread apart. They can't factor those in. We don't have models for that.
After this time, will we be able to have a better handle if it happens again because we're doing it now?
I think, the coronavirus is, I think, going to be in bad shape because so many people will be immune to it and then we'll have all kinds of treatment and then maybe not this year, but next year vaccine.
Yeah, right.
By the time you're 62, we'll be doing something else. Hey. Steve, I remember coming home in the car with you and you were in the basket in the front seat and I'd say you were all strapped in, but we didn't have any seat belts.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Back in those days, we didn't.
That's right.
Hey, I got a Facebook Live message from Bethany K. Schreiner. She says, happy birthday, Uncle Stevie. What doing? Also, we have Mark Gwen, our old backyard neighbor, Gwen Lewis, is watching us on Facebook Live.
Oh, great. Hey, Gwen.
Dan, Dave, Lante has chimed in with a happy birthday. Gene Witt Kane is watching. John Woods, Tim Brown, we thank you all for watching on Facebook Live as we expand our platforms a little bit. Because, Johnny, they're not driving around the cars anymore right now. There's no commute. There's nobody out there. So
that's too bad because gasoline's like $1 a gallon.
Yeah, I know. Well, in Illinois, we have like 60-cent gas tax, and we're still at like $1.99. So there's that.
They're probably going to take this opportunity to make it about it. 90 cent gas.
Yeah,
why not?
Hey, listen, thank you for chiming in, Brother Johnny. I appreciate you, buddy. Love you a lot.
Well,
thanks,
Stevie,
appreciate
we're glad it. You were born.
Thank you.
A lot of people are.
Thank
so
you. I appreciate
congratulations.
That. Thank you, buddy. I love
great
you. Thanks for being my brother.
Brother.
Being my big brother. Appreciate you.
Talk to you later.
All right. That's my brother Johnny in New Orleans. ESPN 93.5. Okay, so the ribeye. Buck over at the ribeye, Buck Plummer, good man. He's going to try Wednesday through Saturday for a carryout. So if you like the ribeye restaurant with their steaks and salads and their wonderful, they've got amazing food. So we took $250 and I went over there yesterday and kept good social distancing as he threw the $50 gift cards at me. Not threw them, but we definitely were within 5 or 6 feet of each other when he tossed them and I took them off the counter. Carefully. Then I, disinfect. No. Anyway, we have these gift cards. If you know somebody or you yourself, I'm calling it level 2 anxiety. We're all anxious to some extent.
Yes.
If you're level 2, you've been displaced. One of you have lost a job or both of you or just you have been displaced or your hours have been cut. Text it to us at 359-2255. It's area 217 because some people are out of state and they'll probably come back through and you can use this $50 another time.
Okay.
It's okay. 3592. What was that sound?
It's my new monitor for the text with Dave Ellers saying happy birthday, Stevie.
Dave Ellers, one of the greats. if you would like to text in 359-2255 and tell us, hey, listen, I've got XYZ going on. Mm-hmm. Kids are on the wall.
I know somebody.
Really working out. Let me know because we have 5 of these to give to somebody. We want to try and lift the restaurant and we're going to try and lift you. And that's what we're doing. The whole intention, we're not making any money on this. I'm taking money from people that donated it. I'm spending it all in the restaurant. I'm giving it all to you. This is the time to try and reach and be a conduit for you. And we want to do that. So text us if you have somebody or you yourself are level 2 anxiety, defined by not level 1, which is normal anxiousness that we all have.
1701 South Neal Street for the ribeye and the ribeyerestaurant.org.
Okay, and you can call their phone number, and then you can say, how does this work? And Buck will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So 359-2255, today's featured restaurant, The Ribeye on Neal Street in Champaign. All right, we'll check your news. We'll come right back. We'll talk a little what happens to colleges fall. Look ahead, 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. On USS Roosevelt docked in Guam, nearly 100 sailors testing positive for the coronavirus.
The Navy plans to take at least 2,700 sailors off the ship. But Acting Secretary Thomas Modley told Fox News some will have to remain on board to protect the carrier's nuclear reactor and other sensitive hardware.
It has weapons on board. It has a lot of fuel on board. It has aircraft.
The Navy is working to test all 5,000 sailors on the Roosevelt.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland. And the number of new claims for unemployment just released, it is 6.6 million. That is far above the expectation of 3.5 million, comes after 3.28 million claims the week before. That was a record. This is the second week in a row that has set a record. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Newly released public data shows there are now 33 active cases of COVID-19 in Champaign County. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says 9 new cases were reported yesterday. Douglas County now has 8 confirmed cases, and there are now 2 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Vermilion County. Congressman Rodney Davis says Champaign and Urbana will get some of the $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief package approved by Congress last week. Champaign will get just under $600,000. Urbana will get just under $300,000 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Community Development Block grants. The News Gazette says Urbana is considering grants or loans to affected small businesses and individuals. The money comes on top of the $1 million in HUD block grants that already went to Champaign, and the $500,000 that went to Urbana. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crew necks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to gamedayspirit.com/sale today. That's gamedayspirit.com/sale.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. March 30th through April 3rd is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week and create bright futures for kids in our community who need it most. To make a donation and learn more about our work, go to dmbgc.org. You can help change a life today.
ESPN 93.5. You can always listen to us, of course, on the radio, or you can watch us on YouTube, or you go to Facebook Live. Tim Haas, the great golfer, has wished me happy birthday. Thank you, Tim. James Ducey is watching. Thank you, Pat Brazelton, for wishing me happy birthday, as did Jim Sullivan, who also said that he needed sunglasses because of the top of my head. John Deed, the greatest oboist ever in the history of man.
Yes, Hans Dad.
John, you are the best. One of my favorite guys is John D.
And 359-2255, Mike Wallner with a greeting. And another person about the ribeye saying, I know a family that's been giving money and food, and they have 6 kids themselves.
How about that? They're giving, and they have 6 children. How about that? 359-2255, featured restaurant, The Ribeye, giving out $50 gift cards. 359-2255. Well, coronavirus spurs crisis at high school seniors' anxiety about college. college.
We're at 40 right now. And
oh, I didn't give you.
Didn't
do the weather.
Partly cloudy. Yeah. 66
well, actually,
tomorrow.
Do a proper
weather. Okay. High 62 today, down to 45. 66 tomorrow, down to 49. Chance of rain late on Friday. And throughout the day on Saturday, high 52, low 40. Partly cloudy on Sunday, where we're back inside 60 again. Right now, 40 on ESPN 93.5.
Education analyst is David Dillard. How are you, David?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, staying safe. That's what we can do.
So many people stressed about homeschooling now and didn't expect to be a teacher. I had one person say, I've expelled a student, I've suspended a student, and a teacher got fired for drinking on the job on their homeschooling experience.
So funny. Yeah, Dad, you can't have a beer when you're teaching math.
Right.
Come on, man. Okay, David, so where are we? Because I don't know where the process is. Have students heard about even getting accepted to college this fall?
Yes. Last week, we actually had acceptance letters go out by some of the most prestigious colleges. I actually saw some higher acceptance rates on a lot of them in anticipation of families reassessing their final decisions based on changing circumstance. So I know that they are ahead of the game. Colleges are having to make sure they're going to net out the freshman classes that they want. So they're offering more acceptances. So there are opportunities for some students. But colleges were really on the cutting edge of this anyway, because Harvard kind of led the way, and then there was the domino effect after that. They converted to online, almost all of them, and actually made decisions about closures through the semester sooner than high schools did. And so they understand what's going on, and they are making decisions appropriately.
Okay. Well, as a student, what should you be prepared for? I mean, we don't know what exactly is happening with anything at this point, but we ought to plan as if it's a go, correct?
That's correct. We don't know all the answers yet, but this is what we do know. We know that the testing organizations have canceled dates through May and we'll see about early June, but we know that they have planned to add additional dates in addition to the regularly scheduled ones that'll happen through the summer and into the fall. So there are going to be opportunities to still accomplish what you need to. Colleges have adjusted deadlines in the past. I don't know if they will do it in this case. It's going to be a school-by-school thing, but we also know that high schools are continuing to either provide online options or materials that you need to do at home, and so credits are going to be assessed for this semester. Some of them may be different. There's conversation about some pass-fail options for courses, but they're still going to show up on a transcript. Colleges will still interpret those credits and make decisions on students appropriately. For the seniors right now, they have received their acceptances and will have to commit to colleges. And my recommendation for seniors is that families stop and reassess their situation based on current circumstances and be confident in making whatever decision is appropriate right now. You may shift to a different school as your top priority simply because of the financial aid package that they gave you. And be confident in that decision because frankly, there are a lot of great colleges. You can get a great education in a lot of places as long as you apply yourself. The 11th graders, it's a different story. You're approaching your admission cycle, and so it's important for these students to use their time effectively. Monitor. What I would be doing is I would be researching colleges and taking the virtual tours that are offered and beginning to streamline my list so that when we do surface again, I'm spending my time on the schools that are of greatest interest to me. And that means also using your time effectively to prepare for upcoming tests. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, we have pivoted and transitioned all of our in-face test prep students to online and on demand, and actually are now doing live instruction online for people all over the country. And
yeah.
So use the time wisely. A student who is using this to get ahead is going to have a great advantage because most students are not.
Okay, David, how do people find you? Lots to absorb there.
At kdcollegeprep.com.
Thank you. David Dillard in Dallas this morning, kdcollegeprep.com. If you are already thinking about that, there's just been a disheveling of our lives.
Yeah.
With schedules and everything else.
It's
just
sure.
All changed. The games changed. So last week we told you 3.1, 3.2 jobless claims this week. You want to take a guess?
Oh, boy.
3.1 million. Now it's been upgraded to
3.3.
No, this week it's 6.7.
Okay, gotcha.
Going toward 7 million jobless claims.
Oh, wow. Like it doubled?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it doubled. So.
No, I can think of at least half a dozen.
Well, I'm saying everybody knows somebody that either lost hours or doesn't have work.
But don't give up hope. This is a new chapter after you get your footing. There's good things on the horizon.
Yeah, that's what I remember. The Reverend Mal Nigrin, First Presbyterian Church, a long time ago, we were trying to buy a house, and he asked about it, and I said, it fell through. And he immediately said, oh, something better's coming. And that's what you've got to do right now is just believe in your ability. Believe it's sometimes when things like this happen, it is a crushing blow to your value and your self-esteem because you think it's you. This virus is not you. These are owners panicking or not panicking, trying to adjust so they'll stay in business. Because if you don't have the flow, people aren't out there spending money, and it's called cash flow. You have it in your house, you have it in your work, your job, businesses. If nobody eats at Jimmy John's, there's no cash flow. If Original House of Pancakes gets $60,000 in sales a week and it's down to 12, you're short $48,000 a week. Where are you going to get the money to pay people? There's no closet in the back with a stack of money. Nobody has that. Regardless of what you think, I promise you restaurants have about 10 days of survival. Otherwise, they've got money tucked in a shoebox somewhere that their grandma gave them. They don't have the money.
Right.
The business is such. That's why it's a number one failing business. That's why our efforts are so focused so much on the most vulnerable, and that's essentially restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And so there'll be many, many restaurants that don't make it.
Because you think of the dining room full of patrons and the turnover time on these tables, maybe an hour sitting there and having that experience, and then the next hour full with other patrons.
And
so,
you think about the wait staff, and essentially they're losing 60% because that's what they get in tips.
Mm-hmm.
The people that do a good job at restaurants make pretty decent cash. They work really hard, but you can make a decent living if you're at a nice restaurant. You can do okay.
But their technical hourly wage that's being taxed, you know, for sure, is less than minimum wage typically.
Yeah, it's down there because that's kind of the formula that came up for waitstaff because they can make pretty good money. Depends on the night. Friday and Saturday in a nice restaurant, you do pretty well.
Yeah.
But it's not guaranteed, and you got some jerk, and he just said that, and all that stuff that goes with that. So, anyway, text us if you'd like, 359-2255, looking for people that could use $50 for the ribeye. If you're a candidate for that, let us know.
The Ribeye Wednesday through Sunday, by the way, doing their carryout. And you can see the menu and find out details, theribeyerestaurant.org.
Got Paul watching, Johnny watching, Sam's on there, Kent's now joined in. We're on Facebook Live.
I got a question on 359-2255 about not being able to see it. Is it at steviejay.com? Is it on your Facebook page?
It's on Stevie J. If you search me on Facebook,
gotcha.
Stevie J A Y, and then we're trying to get it on ESPNCU as well.
That's right. That's our Facebook page. As
yes.
A
yeah. So we went to this one, my personal one. There's more on there. We're trying to reach as many as we can at this time. But we're trying to incorporate ESPNCU on there as well, just kind of simulcast. So we're dealing with the job numbers. The Dow was going to open at 400 up. It looks like it's not. Because that even shocked the markets. They thought it was going to be a big number. It's a pretty big number, 6.7 jobless unemployment claims.
Wow.
And just imagine, how do you do it?
How do we come back?
No, but how do you go and claim? I don't even know how to do it.
Right. I've had people I've read on social media saying it's big time trouble because there's not an office to visit. And
well, you supposedly can file online,
navigate online,
or phone, but
boy,
nobody's you don't have enough staff.
Right?
How do you handle if you have 100 people answering your phone bank in the state of Illinois for unemployment claims? That's not enough. You need 1,000. But just like the virus, it's hit so hard, so fast. How do you prepare for things like that? There are certainly people you can hire now, right? A lot of people are looking to get some work.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the unemployment deal, the incentive to go back isn't going to be very good if we're getting, you know, $300 a week plus $600 at the federal government. That'll be a decent wage, like $24 an hour. So that's not bad. So you say, why would I take a $10 an hour job if I'm making $24 for 4 months? CMI knows that cleanliness is on everyone's mind during this uncertain time. They offer a virtual disinfectant kit that allows anyone to make disinfectant solutions that are effective against contagious viral and bacterial pathogens, including human coronavirus, influenza, norovirus, and more. One-shot 256 Century Q disinfectant is hospital-grade and can help protect you, your coworkers, students, employees, friends, or family against COVID-19 when used according to directions. Two directions. Go local. CMI. Check them out. CMIclean.com. So there is a kit that Betsy has right now at CMI. And I don't know if she doesn't have a limitless supply, but she's got something that can help disinfect. And it comes in a kit. So you can go to CMI on Bloomington Road in Champaign or CMIclean.com. Well, it's 7:47. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy with a high 62 expected and 45-hour low tonight. Up to 66 as we wrap up the week tomorrow, down to 49. Rainy on Saturday, high 52, low 40. But inside 60 again Sunday. By Tuesday, could be in the mid-70s.
Wow.
Right now, the temperature's at 40 on ESPN 93.5.
Barb Barker says, happy birthday, Stevie. We will celebrate when times are more celebratory. Thank you for all the memories. The Barkers have been friends of ours for 30-plus years. They're wonderful. Barb and Dick Barker. I went to Dick's 80th. It was at Papa Dell's. Mm. Can you imagine Papa Dell's, all you want to eat pizza?
That sounds awesome.
It was awesome. By the way, Mike Long has said, I have $1,800 to Jupiter's. I don't think Jupiter's is open. I haven't heard they are.
I see.
But that's something that's out there for maybe a group, if you can think of that. Also,
right.
I talked to Becca over at Industrial Donut in Savoy. And we're willing to send some donuts. Do we send those to the first responders? If I have 150 handmade, beautiful, incredibly good donuts, what do I do with them? If you have any thoughts on that on Facebook Live or on our text at 359-2255 or on Facebook Live. So essentially, if I could send 150 donuts, where would you send them? Do I break that out? And I mean, how many donuts could Stevie J broadcast and eat? 10? I mean, we don't need a bunch.
Not even that.
All right. So where do I send? If I have $250 I want to spend at Industrial Donut, where do I send all the donuts? Any thoughts? Any ideas?
I mean, law enforcement officials are known for eating donuts.
That's so stereotypical
I'm sorry,
of you, Diane.
I did
it's just
that.
So, wow. Anyway, Colleen suggested Cunningham Children's Home.
Yeah, that would be a good place.
A good place, or maybe we split it up in boxes of like 3 dozen each. We could brighten the days, and you know, you could drop them at the door and call them saying it's there, so you don't have to social mingle.
Right.
I mean, the effect of all of this is going to be fascinating in some sociological study of how we interact and intermingle anymore. When we go to church, are we going to greet and meet? Are we going to want to sit within 6 feet of somebody? Are we going to be so conditioned that at a football game, I'm going to be looking for the top left corner of Memorial Stadium where it generally is open, and I'll go sit up there?
Right.
Because I don't want your breath. Oh, I don't want your sneeze. Are we going to be there? Are we going to be? Are we turning into Bill Murray from What About Bob? When he uses a Kleenex to touch everything and takes baby steps. I don't know if you've seen that movie. As you are binging on television, What About Bob is worth it. It is one of those you quote and stuff, kind of like Nacho Libre. You just know on them, Napoleon Dynamite, kind of those are the ones you kind of quote from. So vote for Pedro kind of thing. Okay, we appreciate everybody jumping on Facebook Live. A lot of people have responded. I mean, way more than I expected. Jordan is now watching. So is Robin. Steve has jumped on. Thank you so much. Troy has jumped on the phone. Troy Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you, my friend?
Happy birthday, Stevie.
Thank you, Troy. Appreciate
it. I tell you what, you don't look a day over 30.
Okay, then.
You're such a good man. I've always liked you. Okay, so how are we doing out there? Are we able to get into homes at this point? What's happening?
Yeah, we're hanging in there. There's a few homes that we get into if you have an emergency. You know, we take the necessary precautions, and we have our guys disinfecting their iPads and wearing gloves and keeping, obviously, their distance, not shaking any hands, not fist bumping or anything like that at this point. And we'll get in there, get it fixed, and we're still open and operating. If you need an estimate, we've been able to do that as well. We just ask that everybody keeps their distance. And, of course, if you're sick or we're sick, we're not. You know, in pre-COVID-19, everybody that had the sniffles or maybe a sore throat or a little bit of fever would, you know, the great American way, let's push through. Now we're saying, no, you're staying home. You're going to be fever-free and so forth for 24 to 48 hours before we let you, back in the building, which is skeletal to start with. We've got people working from home and just trying to do the proper things we've been asked to do.
Yeah. A world without handshakes, man. Wow. Just been accustomed for so long. I don't know if we're going to shake hands much anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's going to change how we think things.
Strange,
you know?
Yeah.
It turned us all into germaphobes.
That's what I'm thinking. What about Bob and Kleenex in my hands always? Anyway, so people can still call Troy Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. You're there. If something needs attention, it needs attention. And just know that Lands is doing all the stuff, the gloves, the booties on your feet, all the careful things. Stay away, go down, you'll send him to the machine, he'll do what he does, and then leave, and then no touchy. So,
and try to be personable as possible about with the new way.
Yeah. Are you guys masking? I guess that's for the emergency people still for that.
We haven't yet. We've kind of trying to leave those for, like you mentioned, the emergency people. Right. There's a shortage, so we're trying not to, trying to be the mask hogs, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys do a great job. Keep it up, my friend. Lifeline Connect, I guess those guys kind of hold up over there, right?
Yeah, which is not too far from the norm to start with since they're in a recovery program.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, keep up your fine work, my friend. Hang in there.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
You betcha. Troy Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Yeah, what a time. Anyway, we continue to try and share information. Paul has jumped in. Paul Norenberg says, you're still younger than me. Thank you.
Okay.
Amanda Bays, thank you for that greeting. Happy birthday. Kathy's watching. Kim, Matt, John, Chris, one of the smartest people ever from Philo. Kathy, nice to hear from you, Kathy. We went on the Rhine River together back when there used to be travel.
Little quick joke for Paul. Have you ever bowled a 301? You know, typically,
I get you.
Have you ever bowled a 300 and lost?
Yeah.
Well,
it'd be a tiebreaker, right?
Anyway.
Because you'd have to do rock, paper, scissors if you both bowled a 300.
Keith Hughes just texted in to 359-2255 and said, happy birthday, Stevie J.
Thank you, Keith. Hey, listen, if you want a ribeye $50 gift card, we're looking for people that, you know, need one. You know, just a boost. We're trying to help give you a boost, try and support local restaurants. The Ribeye is our featured restaurant today. So 359-2255, text in, say, hey, man, I am harried. I am looking for a $50 gift card to Ribeye to go get a whole bunch of wonderful food.
Been feeling some stress.
Yep, that's you. Then let me know, 359-2255. We're on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube channel.
We had a question about the donuts. Grocery stores have been working hard and day. Keep that store stocked and get everything we need. Maybe them for the donuts.
Well, that's a thought. Although if there's one business thriving, it's groceries. Mm-hmm. They're okay. The grocery stores are doing a great service. I tell you who's doing a service. The truckers.
Yeah.
The people that are hauling all the time, the interstates, and I've been on them a little, and they're mostly trucks. They're big old semis, bringing it home. If you do have to be on the interstate for whatever reason, give them a thumbs up if you make eye contact. Because think about that. Oh, the truckers don't want a truck. Well, we don't have any toilet paper at all then. By the way, anybody see any toilet? Has there been a toilet paper sighting? There has certainly been a paper towel sighting. Those are available. But I have not still, in any stores I've visited, I have not seen toilet paper. So if anybody knows, let me know. Obviously, private message me. No, I'm kidding. I want to know. We want to share it. I just think that we're still at that point where at some point you're going to have enough. I'm just saying. And if you buy some, just buy a pack.
Right.
Because people are now, the stores are saying limit one on stuff because you know, a little freaky outy and you go and you buy everything you can because you're going to run out or something. So, let us know what you know out there, 359-2255.
Someone else suggested DSC with their group homes would benefit greatly from these donuts.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
DSC.
And we could connect with them if you want to just connect us.
That's a good idea.
Thank you, Sarah.
Industrial donut, have you had one of those?
I have.
Yeah, they're a little different.
It's kind of create your own in the sense that it's a cake donut and you can dip it in whatever toppings you want.
Very good.
Pretty neat.
Yeah. Becca Powers, they have curbside over there.
Oh, cool.
If you want to order some donuts, you can do that. Anyway, we're going to buy some donuts. DSC's the home there. They have kids?
That's right.
Is it kind of like Cunningham?
I don't know about that. Okay. It's more adults and connecting them with jobs and things like that.
Yeah. But they have a live-in?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure I even knew that.
Ruler has TP, says 359-2255 texter. Ruler.
Not anymore.
Okay, right after the show at 9.
No, it's too late at 9. Okay. It's too late at 8.
Okay.
It's 7:57, and it's too late. Wait a minute. Ruler's not even open till 9.
Okay, well, there you go.
A line forming right over here.
Right.
359-2255, number to chime in on text. I am Stevie J. I really appreciate you being out there. This is a trying time, but we're trying to hold on together and stay calm. Pray. If you pray. It's helping. And when we start feeling the curve and we get stats and data that the coronavirus is headed on the downslide, it'll be a very joyful day. We're going to get therapy. We're going to find things that are going to work. We're going to have vaccine for this probably next year, but we're going to have one. We got a lot of smart people working this issue 24/7 right now. We're going to have enough ventilators. It's just distribution, getting it all done. But I have full faith and confidence in people that we're going to figure it out. And it's as a world. This is no individual nations. 151 nations. 151 nations affected by this.
Wow.
We'll be back. News will be next. ESPN 93.5, 7:58.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Okay, what did you find? DSC was what?
49 residents in 9 group homes.
Well, maybe we can figure out how to get him some donuts or something. That would be good.
Tim in Farmer City, Dollar General has TP.
Okay.
Matt in Ogden,
okay.
St. Joe IGA has TP.
We have to think out of the box a little bit.
Maybe the curb is flattening on the TP.
By the way, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, you said somebody had texted that my dad tells me my senior class trip was Da Nang.
Yes.
And you did you get it?
Yeah, no.
Well, he was drafted to Vietnam.
Oh.
Senior class trip was Da Nang,
Vietnam. That puts it in perspective.
Yes.
I'm sorry we went through that so fast.
We didn't have a lot of time. And then Mary Beth had texted me and said, no, that's Vietnam. And you went, oh.
Okay, gotcha.
So in other words, buck up. It's fine.
Right.
I had to go to Vietnam when I was 18. Whoa.
Kenny in Hinesboro is saying the farmers maybe would love those donuts.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
There we go.
News. You're listening.